All right. I'm glad you're with us on this the Thursday afternoon. We have a lot to talk about. The Democrats are beginning the soul-searching process of figuring out what happened. And some of them seem to think they know who's to blame for the blowout loss by Kamala Harris.
President Biden has made his first public remark since Donald Trump's election, as some of Kamala Harris's backers blame the president for her loss. Some Harris allies believe the president cost Democrats the White House by waiting so long to leave the race, leading to the man he beat 4 years ago preparing for a return to office.
We accept the choice the country made.
In the Rose Garden, the president praised Harris's campaign, but did not directly address the public's seeming repudiation of his presidency. Instead, he noted his administration's accomplishments, ones he says will benefit the nation for years to come.
It's been an historic presidency.
And while he notes many are struggling with the race's outcome, democracy worked its will, and the nation will prevail.
We're going to be okay.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
That's what he's like to say. We're going to be okay. All right, okay. We're okay, right? All right, data is starting to come together showing how Donald Trump won his second term in the White House.
Donald Trump won the election by holding on to his core base of voters and adding a few more, including some who have traditionally been part of the Democratic base. That finding comes from AP VoteCast, a survey of more than 120,000 voters nationwide. Donald Trump picked up a small but significant share of Black and Hispanic voters and made narrow gains with men and women. But Kamala Harris wasn't able to make enough of her own gains. Donald Trump about doubled his share of young Black men. About 3 in 10 Black men under the age of 45 voted for him. Nationally, about 8 in 10 Black voters supported Kamala Harris. She won more than half of Hispanic voters, though they were more open to Donald Trump than they were in 2020. Among women voters, Kamala Harris had the advantage, winning 53% to Donald Trump's 46%. I'm Rita Foley.
Now, yesterday somebody called the show and said, you see, Trump's base was big enough to elect him. No, Trump's base wasn't big enough and isn't big enough to elect him. There are just not enough numbers there. Trump needed other people beyond his base to elect him to office, and you just heard the report clarifying that, yes, the data shows that Trump did reach beyond his base because that's how he won the election. The Department of Justice sees the writing on the wall now, and they're starting to wind down their criminal investigations of Donald Trump.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is evaluating how to wind down the two federal criminal cases against Donald Trump before he takes office in January. We're hearing that from a person familiar with Smith's thinking. Now, this is a result of a longstanding Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. And we're told that Smith intends to comply with that policy and move to end both of the cases before Trump is inaugurated in January.
All right. European leaders are not waiting around for American politics to stabilize. They're striking out on their own.
French President Emmanuel Macron has said that Europe should not remain static in the face of China and the U.S. and urged his counterparts to take action to ensure that Europe becomes a fully independent power. Speaking at a European political community summit in Budapest, Macron said the world was made of two blocs, the United States of America on one side and China on the other, both of which, he said, above all, seek their own interests. He added, both decide to be much less, if I may say so, complacent with international rules, or in any case, respectful of them. Macron went on to say the world was made up of herbivores and carnivores, adding, if we decide to remain herbivores, carnivores will win, and we will be a market for them. He suggested instead for European nations to choose to be at least omnivores, choosing not to be aggressive, but able to defend themselves. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kamala Harris gave her big concession speech yesterday afternoon, and she tried to uplift her supporters.
Kamala Harris is urging backers to accept the election's results and also keep up the fight for their beliefs.
The outcome of this election is not what we wanted.
Harris says while she's conceding the race to Donald Trump,
I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
In a speech at Howard University, her alma mater, which was to be the site of her victory speech, Harris says the fight must go on.
In the voting booth, in the courts, and in the public square.
Harris says she called Trump to congratulate him. The White House says President Biden did the same, inviting his predecessor turned successor to meet with him soon. The president will address the election results Thursday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And how ironic is this? Kamala Harris will be the one to certify Donald Trump's re-election next January.
Donald Trump's presidential win will be certified in Congress in January by the candidate he beat, Vice President Kamala Harris. Under the Constitution, it's the role of the Senate president, and that's the vice president, to declare the result of a White House election. In theory, that happens January 6th, but it didn't happen 4 years ago. Trump refused to accept defeat, sparking a violent insurrection at the Capitol January 6, 2021, when then-Vice President Mike Pence was to certify Democrat Joe Biden's win. Pence certified the win a day later. In 2000, after a grueling Florida recount battle, Al Gore conceded the presidency. And in January, as vice president, he certified George W. Bush's win. I'm Julie Walker.